What began as a budding idea 7 years ago has blossomed into one of Lords and Gardens' most ambitious attractions. The Botanical Center unveiled Sophia's Play Garden, a new interactive space designed to spark exploration, imagination, and sensory discovery in visitors of all ages.
You know, we are a botanical garden first, and we want to always inspire beautiful plantings, beautiful places. I love how surprised people come out of it, if we didn't expect it to be so beautiful or for all ages. And that is the best compliment we keep getting.
The garden, years in the making, blends features of nature-based play areas and designs and architecture with educational components, encouraging hands-on interaction with the natural world. Victoria Shell Schaefer, Chief Operating Officer of Lords and Gardens, says,
"So what was really fun for me is being there from day one, and they said, yeah, let's do it. Let's dream big. Let's figure this out. Let's create a hort complex where visitors can engage, can see in, hey, let's up the ante on this, and let's think about all senses, this touching, seeing textures, colors. Not a lot of people build play gardens. And so there was a lot of like, how are we going to do this? And if you walk into the garden, one of the beauties is it is very organic and curvilinear. And I will tell you, most that is the hardest type of construction. There is an artistry to it."
Sophia's Play Garden also portrays the roots of Nebraska. From art produced by local artists, areas that subtly tell the history of the city, and many native wildflowers across its grounds, Sophia's Play Garden displays it all.
We have also worked with local artists and regional and even, I guess, global artists of creating art pieces throughout the gardens that help. We have the Corus Ventus, which is at the overlook, the tall point of the garden, and it is a bit of a wind sculpture, but also you can shake it and the bells will ring. We, with every area, the detail changed, like in Artifact Hills. So we're going to use recycled material. We're going to show them in fun ways. We have gabion walls that are filled with recycled brick, and then we have pathways where we're actually, you're walking on that recycled brick. But also showcasing our regional native plants. That's always an important component because we want kids to see the butterflies and the birds in the space. So you got to plant the right plants.
The true artistry of this garden is in the details of its craft, such as the etchings on its walls displaying the pattern of plant roots on a rainy day, or the jingling of its flower chimes, or the insect drawings on its pathways. Sophia's Play Garden packs so much in its limited space.
You may not notice the etching in the concrete pathway, but then you'll start to see, oh, this flows up like a river. And then when you go down, it flows down like a river. So those details and that, the other beauty of details is people come back again and they see the next layer of details. You know, the first time you're kind of looking up, and then the second time you start looking down a little more, and it's the details that bring people back in more discovery. As you go through the seasons, the details will show in different ways. When the trees lose their leaves, you'll have different viewpoints too.
At the end of the day, Sophia's Play Garden aims to plant something transformative in the minds of those who walk its grounds.
What it is when you create a space, you're trying to create a moment, right? You're trying to get emotions and you're trying to create memories. And so when you have good memories or you're engaged, you want to go back. And so that's where I want people to walk away like, hey, we just had a good experience, or that just really inspired me, or I just had fun. And when they walk away that, we know that they're going to come back.
More information about Lords and Gardens, as well as Sophia's Play Garden, can be found at lordsandgardens.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.